Another significant winter storm will likely be working its way through the plains today and eventually scattering its snow and rain and freezing rain across a fair amount of the Midwest as we move from Tuesday into Wednesday of this week. The storm system promises to be a very brutal event across parts of the central plains, with Kansas and parts of Oklahoma, maybe even the Texas panhandle, being beat up rather significantly by this storm system, not only because of heavy snow, but because of a strong wind that will likely come with the storm, and blizzard and near blizzard conditions will likely occur, and that will cause considerable travel issues and some serious livestock problems, especially if there's any newborn cattle out there that will be subjected to the wind and cold and the snow. Of course, there will be some freezing rain, sleet, and rain that will all be mixed in ahead of the storm system, and it looks like the greatest precipitation totals with this event will come out of the Texas panhandle and work their way across portions of Missouri and into southeastern Iowa and eventually across the Great Lakes region. Our moisture totals, for the most part, over this next 7 days will be mostly concentrated over these next 2 or 3 days. We'll expect moisture totals running from a half to 1 3/4 inches across a big part of the region, from parts of Kansas and northern Oklahoma into Ohio and maybe the southeastern corner of Michigan. In the meantime, we've got another area of heavy rain on the charts here today, and that's in the southeastern corner of the country. Portions of southeastern Alabama, northern Florida, and southern Georgia received excessive amounts of rainfall during the weekend, with totals running anywhere from 4 to 6 inches, and some locations more than that. Another 1 to 3 inches will fall across some of this very same region over the next 2 days, and then finally a break of about 10 days worth of dry weather coming up for that part of the country. Well, most of the Midwest will also take a break from all the stormy weather coming up here after this week's bigger storm system passes through the region. We'll expect to see cooler than usual conditions dominate a big part of the Midwest as we go on into the end of this week, the weekend, and perhaps next week, with only a short-term bout of some warming expected to come into the region before another reinforcing shot of cool air shows up. At the end of the 10-day period coming up, which will put us in the second week of March, we'll likely see some warming come into the Midwest, but that will set the stage for yet another storm system or two, and we'll go back into a wet bias for a while. So plenty of moisture coming up around the region. The only areas that are still hurting for moisture, of course, is the western Corn Belt and portions of the High Plains region, and they will continue to struggle for a while. Our high temperatures here this afternoon will likely be running mostly in the 20s and 30s across the upper parts of the Midwest and in a few locations in the central plains, but most of the eastern Midwest will likely see highs in the 40s and perhaps some 50s in the Ohio River Basin. Even warmer weather down in the southeast with some temperatures in the 60s and 70s. Well, the next 2 or 3 days we'll see highs mostly in the 30s and 40s across a big part of the Midwest, and lows at night will likely fall back mostly into the teens and 20s, but there will be a lot of 30s in the southeastern parts of the region that will be relatively normal to slightly above average for a few locations, but the cool weather bias is going to be most significant in the plains and the western Corn Belt over these next several days, and eventually moving into the southeastern part of the country, where there's going to be another period of concern about temperatures in Florida about a week from now. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.